I give you a warm welcome to this midweek meeting. May the Lord richly bless us all as we turn to the Word of God and as we give particular time tonight for prayer. For those of you who are listening on, may the Lord richly bless you as well. Just a reminder that our meetings on the Lord's Day, both at 11 o'clock and 6 o'clock, will be live streamed. And you're most welcome to join us on the live stream here at Cross Lanes Chapel Facebook business page. May the Lord richly bless us all this evening. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Let us come to the Lord in prayer. O gracious God, we would seek thee at this very moment. We would lift up our hearts unto thee. We would focus with the eye of faith upon thee. And we pray that we would be heard and that we might be aware that we have found thee in prayer this evening hour. May we know the light of thy countenance, the smile of thy face. May we know that peace and comfort that accompany such in our hearts at this very hour. O Lord, we come through the name of our beloved Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have no other plea but him. But we thank thee, O Lord, that through him we are accepted, and we would think of him as we approach thee, our triune God. Hear us now. We pray that thou would help us as we briefly turn to prayer. Little later, O Lord, help us to pray, we beseech thee. Bless thy word to us now. O, give that strength, and may we hear thy voice in thy word, and may we know the reality more of the things that we will consider. Hear us, O Lord, our eyes are upon thee. We would remember other congregations. We particularly remember those in Wales at this time. And we pray for the congregation in Holywell, in Tabernacle Cardiff, in Swansea, and other places at this time. And may thy servants know much help as they return to the lockdown in Wales. We pray for our brethren. Oh, be near to them, we pray. Be near to them in their own homes. Bless pastor and people alike in Wales, we beseech thee. Hear us, O God, we come now to thee for Christ's sake. Forgive us our many sins, even of this latest hour, this day. Forgive us, we pray. We really do mean that. We pray that thou would forgive us. Hear us for Christ's sake. Amen. We're going to hear sung the first praise, Psalm 27, verses 7 through to verse 10. O Lord, give ear unto my voice when I do cry to thee. Upon me also mercy have, and do thou answer me. Psalm 27, we're going to hear sung verses 7 through to verse 10.
Thank you.
for a few moments tonight, if you would turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 28. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, and we'll read from verse 1 down to verse 10. One Chronicles 28, and we're going to read from verse 1 down to verse 10. And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands, and captains over hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possession of the king, and of his sons, with the officers, and with the mighty men, and with all the valiant men unto Jerusalem. Then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, Hear me, my brethren, and my people. As for me, I had in mine heart to build an house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and for the footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building. But God said unto me, Thou shalt not build an house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war, and hast shed blood. Howbeit the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel for ever, and he hath chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father. And among the sons of my father he likened me to make me king over all Israel. And all my sons, for the Lord hath given me many sons, he hath chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. And he said unto me, Solomon, thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he be constant to do my commandments and my judgments, as at this day. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord, and in the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that ye may possess this good land, and leave it for inheritance for your children after you forever. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart, and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his precious word. For a few moments tonight, before we turn to prayer, we remember that this particular Wednesday we give extra time to pray. I'd like us to note those words in 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 9, near the end of the verse, If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9, If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. Dear congregation, Jesus said in Matthew 7 verse 7, Ask and it shall be given you, Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. It is certain, for the Lord hath spoken it. I recall hearing those words as a child and being asked to memorize them. And we know the words. Oh, to have faith, to believe what the Lord is saying there. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. He will give, he will make himself known, and he will open the door of his mercy in accordance to his will. John wrote in 1 John 5 verse 14, And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. That is our confidence. And so we go boldly to the throne of grace, and we wrestle with the Lord, and through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and with faith exercised on him, we seek his face, believing in his mercy he will be found. Well, King David here in an assembly declared, first of all, God's favour towards him, and we thought of that as we read those words. He makes known also the promise that was made unto Solomon his son. Just turn with me again to verses 6 and 7. And he said unto me, Solomon thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he be constant to do my commandments and my judgments as at this day. So we see there the promise. And what would happen if Solomon was faithful? Well, then in verse 8, he gives an exhortation for all to fear the Lord manifested in the keeping of the commandments. And after that, he then particularly turns to Solomon and charges him to serve the Lord and to build the temple. And you notice how verse 10 concluded, be strong and do it. He was to look to the Lord. He was to be strong in the Lord, having known that strengthening within, and get on. He was to do it. Now Solomon was in much need of the Lord's help. And so in the charge David gave to his son Solomon, David said this, if thou seek him, he will be found of thee. Now we notice the solemn warning that was given to Solomon following immediately those words. Note there, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. And Solomon was warned. But tonight for a few moments, I'd like us to look at these words here to be an aid to us as we come to the Lord in prayer tonight. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. Right at the outset, what a promise. And is it not our great concern in prayer? Not that others hear, though one leads in prayer on behalf of others. It's this, our concern is that we find God in prayer. What a thought that is. I've not always found God in prayer, but oh, to find God in prayer. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. Well, very briefly, just two thoughts tonight. And we'll be very brief. First of all, seeking God. And secondly, finding God. Seeking God and finding God. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. Solomon was charged to seek the Lord. Solomon, it was impressed upon him how much he needed the Lord. And so do we. We need the Lord. We're so small, aren't we? You know, often when I think of that, I'm often led to those words in Isaiah that the nations are a drop in the bucket, just a drop. Well, if the nations are a drop in the bucket, young people, children, who are we then? Individuals in a nation? If the nation's just a drop in a bucket, who are we? If the Lord favours his people, if we're so small, we're so weak, and I begin with myself, how we need God in an hour's time, but even before that. Now, there's much to do. And our strength is so small. Like Solomon, we so need the Lord. We're a needy people. We need the Lord's help to go forward from this moment, to go forward into a new day if the Lord spares. Have we not learned it recently? How weak we are. How weak this nation is. How small this world is. How much we need God. We cannot go on in any strength of our own. We need the Lord's help. We need the Lord to strengthen. And so we need to seek the Lord. Now, men in general need to seek the Lord, for he is the only way of salvation. And a man can only have a hope of a blessed eternity through the Lord if so many will not seek the Lord. And why is this? Well, the psalmist gives us an answer in Psalm 10, verse 4. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Pride. And all the pride that is in this nation and in the hearts of men. Now you just pause tonight. We're well aware of the situation in this nation. It's deteriorating again, isn't it? The second wave. How every man in this nation needs God. Yet so many will not seek the Lord. Oh, we pray for a work of grace. But oh, a pride to think they can get through this time without the Lord. To think they can get through life without the Lord. To think they can have any hope of eternity without the Lord. What pride! So few leaders in this world are seeking the face of the Lord. We know there are some, and we're thankful for that, aren't we? But so few in comparison to all the leaders. Now there is the invitation to seek the Lord in Isaiah 55 verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. There's an exhortation to the wicked. Verse 7, what's the exhortation, the invitation as well? Seek ye the Lord, while he may be found. There's the invitation. But it's so often refused. However, the Lord will draw a people to himself. The elect will be gathered. Through the Lord's gracious dealing and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, he will be sought in an initial way. It's all of grace. We consider a sinner seeking the Lord. Well, it's all of grace, isn't it? And we who love the Lord, you consider how the Lord dealt with you in a gracious way. You were convicted of sin, but then drawn and led to Christ. Now in John 6 verse 44 we read, no man can come to me except the Father which have sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. We were drawn, and so we sought him in prayer. Faith was put within, and we found him. I love those words in John 1 verse 40 and verse 41, they're precious words, aren't they? One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. We have found. Why did they find? Because of God's grace and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now we as a believer continue to seek him in prayer and supplication. In an initial way, we sought the Lord and we rejoice in the grace of God in that. But we continue now to seek him, for we need him. We need strength. And so we read in Psalm 105 verse 4, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. We need strength, don't we? We need strength when we get up in the morning and as we think of the new day and the challenges facing us. We need strength at different crossroads in our lives, situations that are presented before us. We need strength. We need strength in the battle, don't we? This world is not our home. We have many a foe, and there is the enemy, Satan, who will come and harass us. We need strength. We're to seek the Lord for it. We're not to look at ourselves and consider, well, there may be some strength there of ourselves. Oh, we need to seek the Lord's strength, so that then we can say with the apostle, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can face the battle being strengthened by the Lord. I can face this crossroads being strengthened by the Lord. Well, we're to seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. You'll need strength tomorrow. And like me, you'll need strength from the Lord all your days until you are safe home in heaven. We need direction. In Psalm 32, verse 6, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in the time when thou mayest be found. And then verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Psalm 32, verse 6 and 7. The godly man is praying, seeking the Lord in a day of difficulty, looking to the Lord for direction. And the answer comes, I will instruct thee. He's found and he speaks and one is guided when we look to the Lord for direction. Seek his face. Now Solomon needed direction in building the temple. We need the Lord's help. We're to seek his face for that. Psalm 28 verse 6, blessed be the Lord because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. There's the psalmist, he had prayed and he had known help. Oh, we need to seek the Lord because we need help. We need the Lord's help every hour. When Jehoshaphat was invaded, he sought the Lord and proclaimed a fast. And we read this in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 4. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. There they came. And we're thankful particularly for those times when different ones and different congregations have gathered in this place and in other churches up and down the land. On the first Friday of the new quarter, to seek the Lord. How we need to seek the Lord. How we need to seek the Lord at this time. We're thankful for modern technology that we can still gather in spirit to seek the Lord. Oh, how we need help. We're to seek the Lord for it. Now, when faith is exercised and love aroused in the heart, we turn to the Lord to seek him in prayer. We're focused. There's affection flowing towards the Lord and we're engaged in prayer. We're seeking him. We're to seek him each day at those set times that we set for private worship and for family worship. But then also at those sudden times we're to seek his face. What do I mean? You may be in the workplace or in another situation in a meeting and suddenly there's a situation, a perplexity before you. What am I to do? What am I to say? Suddenly we seek the face of God. Just a little prayer. Lord, help me. So those set times, but then also those sudden times. And you know what the sudden times are like. You suddenly just pray, Lord, I need thee. Help me. Well, as you seek the Lord, you lift up your soul in dependence. And we are to come as a child seeking him. We need to seek him. You may be in distress. Seek his face. Psalm 18 verse 6, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. I'm in distress. You turn to the Lord, you seek his face. You seek the face of God. You desire the light of his countenance to be known and that peace and comfort to be felt within the heart. You seek him. What did David say here to his son in verse 9? If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. We seek him. There's now secondly, and as we draw to a close, consider the promise. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. So secondly, finding God. Solomon could be assured here. If he humbly sought the Lord in faith, the Lord would be found. Now, right at the outset, I must mention two things. Sometimes we seek the face of God or we seek God, but we do not sense him. And so one might conclude we've not found him. One can be struggling, cast down or tired, and it's hard to concentrate. Some through some illness and the gloom that has settled on the mind conclude that he's not there. I sought him, but he's just not there. One doesn't sense him. Now, sometimes he is there at such times, but we just don't sense him. The child may be walking alongside their father and they're looking down at the ground. They're upset and they're just looking down at the ground. They're thinking of the situation in their minds and they're looking down at the ground and they've forgotten their father is there. And for a while they're unaware. They're so focused on the child. They're so caught up in the situation. And there's times we're unaware. We don't sense the Lord's nearness, though he's there. And that can be an often thing in the lives of believers. So when we read these words, if thou seek him, he will be found of thee. If you don't sense him and you're humbly seeking him, don't conclude he's not there. It may be just that you're in such a situation, you're finding it so hard. But then the second thing, before we just look at this a little more in conclusion. Secondly, sometimes we do not find him because he is withdrawn to a little distance. Yes, he will never forsake us nor leave us. But the scriptures show at times the Lord withdraws to a little distance. And why? Because of sin. We may have been cold. We may have been rejecting him. Turn with me to the Song of Solomon, the 3rd chapter and verse 1. It's all here. By night on my bed I sought him, whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city and the streets and in the broadways. I will seek him, whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye whom my soul loveth? There's the seeking. The heart has been aroused. There's been a time of slow and backsliding, but the Holy Spirit had begun to work in convicting that believer. And there is a little arousing in the soul and a desire to seek the Lord, but he's not found. And we see it also in the Song of Solomon. My beloved had withdrawn himself. Song of Solomon chapter 5. And the Lord sometimes does that to teach us a lesson, to teach us to humble ourselves, to teach us to focus on him and in a penitent way seek him. So sometimes we think we don't find him. He is there, but we're in such a hard situation. There's a gloom on our mind and we're struggling. There's also other times we don't find him because he's withdrawn to a little distance and he's going to teach us a lesson. But what do we read in the Song of Solomon 3, verse, chapter 3 and verse 4? After a time of backsliding and seeking, we read this. It was but a little that I passed from them. But I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go. What a comfort that is. We may have been backsliding and we haven't found the Lord because the Lord's teaching us a little lesson, but it won't be long. There'll be a prayer when you pour out your heart, Lord, I'm sorry. And you seek him and you're aware of him. I held him and would not let him go. I found him. I'm conscious of his face of favour. Comfort's beginning to fill my heart. I feel the warmth of his presence. There is his smile. I remember one particular occasion. Rightly, my dad was cross with me. I broke this pane of glass that he'd only put in a few hours earlier with a cricket ball. And he was cross. He told me not to use the cricket ball. Like that, and I went and did it, and he was cross. A few hours later, there was his smile. I knew I was forgiven. I said sorry. And we thank God for those times when we're aware of his smile. We're aware that he has been found. What do we read here in verse 9? If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. When we're on our knees in a penitent way, looking up to him as a child, focused on him with the eye of faith, sincerely and truly praying, he will be found. He will be found. Sometimes we pray. We may not sense him as we've already considered. But there'll be a prayer. When suddenly you're impressed with the reality of the truth of Scripture, that he is there, and that he is your God, and that he is listening. He's found. Do you know what that's like? I tell you what this is like at times. Sometimes I pray, and I know because of myself I haven't found God in prayer. And I'm all too aware, and when I recognize that, I try to pray again. There's other times I pray and I'm aware of God. Oh, to pray like that. It's easy to say a prayer, isn't it? But it's another thing to find God in the prayer meeting, in our own quiet times. Let's thank God for those times when we have found him in the prayer meeting and we have found him in our quiet time. We can't take it for granted, can we? I look at my own prayer life. I know there was times when I've said words for prayer and I haven't found God. But there are other times I'm aware of God. I'm aware I'm talking to God. I'm impressed with the truth of Scripture. The heart is warmed. Do you know what that's like? This little warming in the soul. You're aware of the Almighty. You're amazed at grace. You feel you're talking to God who is there. You're wrestling with him. You're pouring out your heart before him. His activity in the soul. Psalm 63 verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. You see that soul thirsts for God. Psalmist desires God. He wants God. He wants to find God in prayer, and in that spirit he comes to prayer and he finds God. What do we read here? If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. What a lovely thought as we think of prayer. When we're being held by the Lord and we truly pray, who do we find? We find God and we're aware of God. As churches at this time, oh, that we would increasingly find God in the services. Oh, to prepare to meet God in the services. Oh, to prepare to meet God in the prayer meetings. Oh, prepare to meet God in our private quiet times. What a focus this is on prayer. Oh, we need God, as we've already mentioned. Oh, to find God. He will be found of thee. That's amazing. We can find God. We're sinners. We come humbly, yet we can find the eternal God, our great God, our deliverer, our saviour. We find God. It helps us to focus on prayer, isn't it? The thought that we are seeking to find God in prayer. Well, in conclusion, consider evidences of such, this finding God. One is helped. How Solomon needed help. Solomon found God and the temple was built. You need help in a situation and you feel you're being helped where you found God, haven't you, in prayer? You prayed for direction. Lord, show me the way. And a verse comes. I found that so often this year. Little verses have come. I found God in prayer. In time of need. You're praying. You're crying. And you feel helped. What do we read in 2 Chronicles 15 verse 4? But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. You know how it is, the mind can be so full, perplexing thoughts. The heart can be so low, cast down, and you're struggling. But then you pray. And you feel help where you found God. Consider when you're strengthened, you found God. So plain in Psalm 105, verse 4, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. You're praying and you feel a little reviving. You feel a strengthening and you begin to think, yes, I can go on in this trial. I can face tomorrow. Well, you found God. Because left to ourselves, we could not go on. But he strengthens. He will be found. Here's the promise, if thou seek him, he will be found of thee. Or may say, well, I've humbly sought him, but I don't sense him. I don't seem to find him like Job. But the answer plainly to you tonight is, you will, in time, be aware that you have found God in your prayer time. You may be struggling at the moment, but I tell you, the promise will stand true. You may not sense it now, but you will be aware that you have found the one you so were looking for. You found your covenant God who will never break his word. You found your Redeemer. You found the Holy Spirit who so loves you. Solomon found God in prayer. And so will you. Amen. Let us pray.